Soon after Lakeville Road, Highway 37 crosses the Petaluma River. The name is a bit deceptive, though, because it is not a river at all, but really a tidal channel that provides bay access to the city of Petaluma. If you were to travel north along the river, you soon would be surrounded by Petaluma Marsh, the largest pristine tidal marsh on the west coast of North America, encompassing some 4,000 acres. Continuing west along the highway, the wetland projects and habitats are less contiguous and more concealed. In 2003, joint venture partners protected a property involving more than 600 acres of mixed wetlands and associated uplands to the north, called Bahia. To the south, hugging the bay for nearly 2,500 acres, are two more adjacent properties, Hamilton and Belmarin Keys, where wetlands restoration is currently underway. The purchase of these lands, especially in the Bay Area, comes with a big price tag, as well as the work to restore them. The money to do this work may come from a combination of sources, including private foundations or individual contributions. Often it comes from California taxpayers or the federal government. Maxine Spellman, a project manager for the California Coastal Conservancy, explains how money flows from taxpayers through the Conservancy and ends up helping to protect wetlands.
The Coastal Conservancy is a state agency, and we're often confused with the Coastal Commission, which is a regulatory agency. And the Coastal Conservancy came soon after the Coastal Commission in 1976. We give grants to local government entities and to other state agencies and to nonprofit organizations to do a wide array of projects ranging from restoration, enhancement to public access and acquisition of open space and studies. We're mostly funded through bond acts that are passed by the people of California. Here's how the money flows. The people of California pass the bond acts and the legislature follows up with that and decides each year how much money each agency should get according to the language of the legislation. And each year they decide how much should be dealt out to the agencies. And the Conservancy gets a good chunk of that every year, as well as another separate chunk of money for the Bay Program. We also get funded by the General Fund, just money that is part of the state budget that we get, as well as federal money. For example, to help the Sonoma Land Trust here along Highway 37, we got a grant from NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. $500,000 came through the Conservancy to help purchase the property right here along Highway 37. The main point in terms of our giving priorities is, does it have regional significance? We will not fund pet park projects. We have to actually look at the regional significance, the urgency. Is it under threat of development? Is there something really solid that says that we're going to lose this if we don't buy it now? Our board hears each of these projects before we fund them in a public hearing. We have to communicate to our board how each project meets these criteria. I feel really great about this area because we have now like 20,000 acres that are protected from all these acquisitions and all these partners. That wouldn't have happened. You would probably see development instead on the north side of the highway at least. So it's wonderful that we've been able to protect this, and now groups are also working on the restoration of it all. So it's wonderful, and I think we're going to be helping with that as well.